Welcome, everybody, to episode 8 of the Mozo Media Music Podcast. I'm Craig Higdon, and with me is...
Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic.
Hey, we've got a lot for you this episode, including two fulfilled custom song requests, a live recording from Auricular Records, and a new sub-brilliant news report.
But before we get to all that goodness, let me remind you that you can find us online at www.mozomedia.com/music, and you can email us at music@mozomedia.com.
And speaking of that email address, you can email music@mozomedia.com to request a song that you want made.
Yes, you, the listener, can describe a song title and what you'd like the song to sound like and send that in an email, and that might get made into a song for the next podcast.
And so what are the chances that a request gets made into a song?
Well, I mean, it depends on how many we have. I actually have a little bit of a backlog already of song requests that I want to make into songs. But there's, you know, the more creative and interesting your request, probably the greater chance. But we'll try to get to as many as possible. I'd like to try to have 3 fulfilled song requests every episode. We only have 2 this time because I'm kind of a loser. But just send those in and you could have a very unique song crafted just for you.
Well, perfect. Let's move on to the first fulfilled song request.
This song executive produced by Mighty Meh.
Mighty Meh, also known as Zoes, is from Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Zoes requested a blues ballad named What About the Daisies?
Yeah, so we, Carl and I worked on this one under our name, The New Old Men, and it starts off definitely as a blues ballady kind of thing, but then it kind of drifts into space, so hopefully Mighty Meh will still be pleased with that. So let us take a listen.
What about the daisies that I planted so long ago? What about the daisies that I planted so long ago? You said we'd sit here together and watch them grow. From this old rock. rocking chair.
That drifting off into space at all.
Excellent.
What were the sweet nothings being whispered?
That was Carl actually repeating the verses in French, but it's Google translated French, so he acknowledged in advance that it might be both horrible translations and horrible pronunciations, but there you go.
Okay, we have an instrumental called The Land of Poe by Pookie. Josh, if I were to look on a map, where would I find the land of Poe?
The land of Poe cannot be found on any map. There's a...
Why not?
Well,
ridiculous.
I know. Well, maybe I should make a map that has the land of Poe on it. But there's a Native American folktale in which, I don't remember any of the other details, but there's one point at which an arrow is fired at a bear, and the bear says "Poe," and then dies. The members of Pookie latched on to this for some reason, the poor bear saying "Poe," and worked the word "Poe" into as many songs as possible when they were recording on four tracks in the 90s in Houston. And this is just one of those examples. Let's take a listen to its low finest.
Thank you.
Next, we have a song called The Lost Pook by Pookie. How could Pookie lose a pook, Josh? Are they just really small?
Well, the name Pookie for the band came from this wonderful orange cat. And there was a period where, when we were neighbors, where Pookie got lost for, I think it was 3 days total that she was missing. And we were all very worried for her. But then she reappeared. But this song, just kind of in a very goofy doo-wop way, captures maybe our feelings when the pook was missing.
Dong, 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 dong.
I was walking around and I noticed it everywhere. I looked, was frowned.
Dong, 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 dong.
It seems that that bright orange cat that we all of us know we're around. They say it's been 5 long years since she showed up in the catnip shop. My legs are weak, my heart is chipped, my mind is scattered and shot. Where did she go? Where did she go? Where did that pooker go? Where did she go?
Where did she go?
Where did she go?
Where
did that pooker go? Where did she go? Where did she go? Where did that pooker go?
All right, so let's get into our second song request.
This song executive produced by Panchita.
Now, this next song is Unexpected Errors Are Happening by Panchita out of Los Angeles, California.
Yes, I know Panchita and Mighty Meh, both from the social networking site Plurk, which allows you to have fun kind of condensed little conversation threads. Like you say something and someone can reply to that, but you can expand and collapse those conversation threads as you wish on this horizontal timeline. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's a fun site. If you haven't tried it out, try it. Craig used to be on it until he wussed out and abandoned us like a bastard.
I do gotta say, I haven't used as much Plurk. I don't use as much Plurk now as I used to, but it's a great little kind of, it's almost like a free form conversation based Twitter.
Yeah. Basically it's much more based around actually replying, where Twitter is kind of just like putting something, just blurting something out, and maybe you'll reply to some people. But Plurk is all about the actual conversation.
About the conversation. Yeah.
Which does, on one hand, also make it much more time consuming than Twitter. So I can sympathize with people who have said, I can't do that anymore. But I miss them at the same time.
Did you use anything in particular to make this song?
Yes, I used I combined both a song request with my goal of doing one Apple II song per episode. This was made using the sample sequencing software that comes with the DX1 sound sampler that's in my Apple II right now for the majority of the sounds. And then there's a program called, I don't remember exactly, but it's another program where just using the normal Apple II speaker, crappy built-in speaker, that you type something and it translates it into a computer voice, horrible, expected quality of 1980 computer voice, but a computer voice nonetheless. And then I used Michael J. Mahon's RT synth for a little bit of the sound effects, just very in the background. But yes, this song is in tribute to a wonderful errors that we see when Plurk doesn't want to behave. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
I think that song is going to be the soundtrack for my Monday mornings from here on out.
Well, I hope it does capture some of the irritation and frustration of technology thwarting us. So yes, Monday mornings.
I can only imagine. Yeah, every Monday morning when I get back to work and check my emails, that song is going to be going through my head. It is the soundtrack to my thought process.
Mission accomplished.
Just a quick reminder, if you have unexpected errors that you want turned into sounds, go ahead and send us an email at music@mozomedia.com. Okay, so up next, we have a new track from Auricular Records. This is a sample from a two-hour improvisational session by the ambient bands Nux Vomica and Voice of the Eye.
Yeah, it's their first time playing collaboratively in 15 years. This is the first 7 minutes of that collaboration. No rehearsals, no discussions. They just started to perform. The release will be available in winter of 2009 as a dual release through Auricular Records and Conundrum Unlimited. Let's hear it.
So during the course of that performance, did anybody actually transcend the physical plane?
I think that is usually the goal. They might just, the heads might just kind of poke up against the outer membrane of the physical plane, but not actually make it all the way through, you know, but that is the goal. Cause you have to pay a certain amount of tax, you know, and the crossing the border fees when you go from one to the other, you know. So
yeah, and I think most venues also try to actually keep people from transcending the planes, because then once you're out, then you don't buy beer anymore.
That's true, and it can mess up the ceiling. You know, it's like Willy Wonka and the bubble machine. You know,
it does need to be cleaned.
Yes,
correct.
Yes, good day, sir.
So we're going to have more stuff from Auricular Records coming up. But first, it's time for the headlines that took your lunch money. Poe! Yes, it's time for some brilliant news.
From around the world and around your block, this is some brilliant news. I'm Greg Whitney. An association of world banks announced today that not only is the economy recovering well, but the recent economic turmoil was not their fault at all. A statement from the banks pointed out that banks are full of money, rich people are buying clothing at Saks, and sports cars are hot sellers. When questioned about the rising number of jobless, Stephen Jones, a bank representative, reassured the public that they would get jobs soon. If not this year, then soon. Jones pointed out with all the new sports cars and Saks dresses being purchased, they'll need someone to keep them clean. More significantly, the banks stressed that they were not the cause of the economic downturn in the first place. Their statement pointed out that it was a credit crisis, not a deposit crisis. This means that people couldn't borrow money, but banks had lots of money. And if you had money, you could continue to deposit it. It was only grifters and leeches, according to Jones, who were demanding too much credit. And like all sycophants, he said, eventually their own selfishness brought them down with doom. I wouldn't be surprised to find out most of the jobless were people who had at some time wanted credit, said Jones. Banks say they're not against trying to help the world out of the recession and have decided to work hard to make even more money. As Jones puts it, the more money we make, the more money there is in the world, and isn't a better economy defined by more money. Part 2 of the Twilight saga New Moon has met with disappointment among the werewolf community. Spokespersons for werewolves particularly criticized the objectification of werewolves. They say not all werewolves are hot, shirtless natives that turn into hulking wolves with perfect coats. The association pointed out that werewolves come in all shapes and sizes and called on Stephenie Meyer and Hollywood to celebrate the diversity of werewolf culture in future movies. Finally, the champion sports team won the big game yesterday against great odds. The coach said they couldn't have done it without getting 100% from every player. Star players thanked God, their families, and clean living for blessing them with the chance to play this game and putting them on a stage like no other. The new season begins in 10 minutes, and most of the team has been traded or let go for cheaper players. And that's your news recap. For some brilliant news, I'm Greg Whitney.
Coming up now, we have the Food and Drug Administration Orchestra with Wilds of East Nebraska.
Thank you very much. I was born to lose my mind in the wilds of East Nebraska. I was born to swim buck naked on the banks of the Ohio. I was born to drop my head in the river Mississippi.
And there we have it. Now we're returning to the Auricular album Music from the Middle of Nowhere by Drew Dobbs. We featured a track off it on last month's podcast. And for our return visit, we're going to listen to Triangulum.
Thank you.
Finally, we have a song from the vaults, the deep vaults of the mid-90s, Alva's Porch by Avijit. I understand Bliss Blood plays on this song, right, Josh?
Yes, Bliss Blood, formerly of the Pain Teens, now of the 20s and 30s jazz group The Moonlighters and the blues band Delta Dreambox, sat in on several songs on the Avijit album Napalm Olive, playing violin. And this is one of the more tranquil of those improvs. Let's take a listen. It up for this episode of Mozo Media Music. Remember to email us your song requests at music@mozomedia.com and visit our website at mozomedia.com/music. We should be back in January with more new songs and fulfilled song requests. Hey, have a happy holidays. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Woo!